Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third weekend of September. This week, we've had a cold spell in Ottawa. But for the past few days, the summer weather came back, and I was able to walk around in full summer clothes. This weekend, it was so warm that I got inspired to take a walk toward the waterfront. I went to a place called Westboro Beach by the Ottawa River, a tiny sand beach in the Westboro neighborhood. Around the same time last year, I happened to be at the exact same location recording a podcast episode. Back then, the beach was under construction. I had to content myself with sitting in a bushy area near the water. But one good thing was that there were less people and it was very quiet and peaceful. This weekend, when I went there, many people were enjoying sunbathing and swimming in the water. It was a totally different scene. I took off my shoes and socks and had a wonderful time dipping my feet in the water, looking over the vast river surface. What moment in nature has touched you this week? Today, I would like to sit with you and recall a time when somebody gave us something we really wanted. In this story, I am 4 years old, and my grandmother buys me a special balloon at a festival. I feel that when something we have desired comes to us, there is always a special sense of intimacy between the object and us. I wonder what memory of your wish come true you will remember as you listen to this story. I hope that you enjoy today's story. The Tanabata Festival and a Flying Balloon. I am 4 years old in this memory. Early August, my maternal grandmother comes to stay with us for the Sendai Tanabata Festival, our town's major summer attraction. From 6th to 8th of August, all the local stores inside the shopping arcades in the city center hang traditional bamboo decorations from the outside ceiling, and visitors can walk through the dense forest of beautiful decorations while enjoying shopping. This is the first time my one-year-old brother experiences this festival. Hard to believe, but last August, he was still staying at hospital, thin and fragile. Now, he is a plump little boy, baby talking and baby walking. My grandmother, my mother and father, my baby brother and I walk down the crowded passage of the familiar shopping arcade. The bamboo decorations are everywhere, their long paper tails caressing our faces as we make our way through them. On the way, I find a vendor selling many flying balloons. One of them has my favorite anime character, Sailor Moon, on it. I want that balloon. I cannot help expressing my interest, though I do not expect my wish to be answered. I am fully aware that the only time my material wish comes true is either on my birthday or on Christmas. But today, something unexpected happens. As soon as I express my wish about the balloon, my grandmother speaks to the vendor and buys one for me. Within seconds, the very balloon I have wanted lands in my hand. "Hold on tight," she tells me, "so that the balloon won't fly away." I am so happy that for the rest of our walk, my attention dances solely around my Sailor Moon balloon. I'm no longer looking at the bamboo decorations, but at the shiny pink round balloon hovering over my head. Once we are back home, I go to the back room and release the balloon from my hand. It shoots up to the ceiling, leaving the long thread dangling in the air. How fun! I like the way the balloon is stuck to the ceiling, watching over me. The balloon stays there the next day and the day after. It stays there, each day deflating a little, until one day the air inside the balloon finally loses power and both balloon and the thread fall silently on the floor. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.